Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
If you are looking for a reason to drink tonight, in addition to the Pacers game, how about this? Happy 52nd birthday to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Now, the last time we spoke about The Rock, he did an interview with Will Cain on a Fox News podcast where he basically said that he regrets endorsing Joe Biden back in 2020.
You made that endorsement in 2020. Are you happy with the state of America?
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no.
Why do I care about The Rock's endorsement?
Why do I care about Taylor Swift's? But I will say, I think those are the two people that have a lot of influence over others for whatever reason. Like Taylor Swift could come out tomorrow and say, every Swifty, if you want to do me a favor and vote for Joe Biden, I would appreciate it. And Allison knows there'd be a large portion of that base that would be like, I've never voted before, but screw it. Taylor said to do it. Let's go. And The Rock, I don't know if he's got the pull that Taylor's got. Maybe not anymore, but he's got a lot of fans. So knowing that he regrets endorsing Joe Biden, here at the Hammer and Nigel show, we need a little bit more. We wondered how The Rock really feels. We couldn't get him on the show, so we got the next best thing. We got AI Rock.
The Rock says this Joe Biden is a walking, talking piece of human trash. On election day, Donald Trump is going to walk into that polling booth, cast his vote, and then stick his foot up that creepy old man's Rudy Poo candy ass. But The Rock is cooking.
AI Rock.
Bravo.
Talking a little politics.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.